chapter 16 this morning. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter number 16. I enjoy this time of year, especially with the sports going on, all the bowl games going on, everything else. But there's one particular thing that I really do not enjoy, and it's hearing about players who decide that they don't want to participate in their bowl games. Now, I understand and realize the understanding that the possibility of getting hurt and losing all the potential of millions of dollars in the NFL. But here's the thing. We all have to make a conscious decision, and we all have to decide what's going to be best for us. But the problem is we never, ever, ever, or we seldom ask God what He wants for us. It becomes all about us, what we want, what makes us happy. And we don't ever determine and say, okay, God, what does the future hold? I just want what I want right now. I don't care what the future holds. The problem being is when we do that, we're not taking into consideration that God knows everything. And when we belong to Him, He has what's best in our heart, or He has best in His heart, what's best for us. See, this is a new year. And so a lot of people will start making resolutions. And people will start saying, well, I'm going to do this from now on. I'm going to stop eating this, and I'm going to stop smoking that. I'm going to stop drinking this, and I'm going to stop chewing that. And we try to do all kinds of different things to make ourselves feel better and try to improve ourselves, when the attitude ought to be, God, I want to please You today. God, I want to make You glorified today. I want You to be magnified in my life today. And then when I wake up tomorrow morning, I want to magnify You today. That's the object goal, or the obvious goal that we all ought to have. But the problem is we don't sit down and say, God, I don't want a profit for me. I want a profit for You. And Jesus was addressing a group of people here who did not think that way. And I'm praying this morning that we will indeed say, God, I want to bring You honor and glory with my life. Look at Matthew chapter number 16 with me. This part right here in Matthew, it talks about a definite new beginning in Jesus' ministry. Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 21. And it says, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. So it was drawing near for Him to be crucified and to be killed and to be murdered by the religious leaders, to give up His life willingly. This was something that had to be done. But the problem with what they saw and they understood is that He was going to be raised again the third day. See, Jesus had to die, but He also had to be resurrected. Jesus Christ not only was going to die, but He was going to come back to life. And that was a foreign concept to them. Verse number 22. Then Peter, when he heard this, he took him and he began to rebuke him. And he said, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Peter tried to correct Jesus and said, no, that's not going to happen. You are not going to die. You're not going to do this because we're going to do everything we can to stop you. Now, when I read this, I began to think about, now wait a minute, Peter obviously knows Jesus Christ personally. He obviously is being led by Jesus Christ on a daily basis. What would cause Peter to say something that is not in God's will? Well, we all do it almost every single day. We say and do things that are obviously not in God's will. That means we're allowing somebody else to influence us. See, I think that one of the most important things in our lives on a daily basis is this, is that we allow the Holy Spirit to influence us. And when the Holy Spirit is not influencing us, and the Holy Spirit is not leading us, and we're not completely surrendered to Him, we say and we do things that are completely ridiculous. And if I was to ask you this morning to stand up and say, yes, Brother Brian, I can testify that in 2022, I said and did things that are totally ridiculous. It would take hours upon hours for us all to admit those things. And it would take hours and hours for me to admit these things that, you know what, guess what? I didn't allow the Spirit to live through me. But I'm glad that God forgives us for these things. Look what Jesus says, though, here in verse number 23. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Now, he's not calling Peter Satan. He's saying, don't let Satan influence what you're saying, Peter. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. He says, listen, Peter, you don't know what you're saying. You're not allowing yourself to be led of the Holy Spirit, because if you were allowing yourself to be led of the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't say those things. See, Satan wanted to discourage everybody. Satan did not want them to understand and realize that Jesus had to die. Do you know that if Jesus did not die, that we have no hope? If Jesus did not die for your sins, guess what? You got to die for your sins. You're the one that's got to pay that penalty. Jesus said, I must die, but then I'm going to be raised again the third day. And Peter, through his anxiousness and to try to protect Jesus Christ, allowed himself to blurt out and say, you know what? That ain't going to happen. I'm glad that Jesus forgave Peter. He didn't say, I don't forgive you. He says, Peter, listen, pay attention to what you're saying. If there's one thing that you can maybe try to do this year, maybe one thing that you can try to change about 2023, it ought to be this. Think before you speak. Think before you speak. A lot of us have a bad habit of just speaking off the top of our heads. We let our emotions drive what we say. We let our emotions drive what we think and what we do. Prayerfully consider, say, God, I want to surrender 2023 that my tongue would not get myself into a lot of trouble. Now, I'm not going to ask you how many of you have a habit of doing that, but I think we can all raise our hands and say, you know what? That's me. That is me. Sometimes my mouth goes into overdrive and it shouldn't be doing what it says. But Jesus is not rebuking Peter necessarily. He's saying, don't let Satan be the influence in your life. Verse number 24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, he used this as a teaching moment, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you're going to live for me, if you're going to claim to be my disciple, you have got to decide to surrender to me. And for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now here's the verse that I wanted to get to this morning. We're going to spend the majority of time on this morning right here. Verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What is the profit? What is the profit? Now the Bible clearly tells us, and Jesus, matter of fact, even taught us this and said, listen, who goes into battle without counting the cost? And we ought to make every decision that we make on a daily basis in our lives counting the cost. But the problem is, a lot of us want things that we should not have. 2023, new diets. We're going to start reading our Bible. We're going to start praying more. We're going to start going to church more. We're going to start doing this more. We're going to stop doing that and everything else. And we start making all these resolutions and all these promises. But what reason is it? Why? Why do you determine to do those things or not do those things? What's the purpose in it? Are you somehow trying to please God? Are you trying to say, God, listen to me. I'm going to start doing this and not doing this because, God, I really want you to be happy with me. Can I tell you that your actions or inactions doesn't please God or displease God? Jesus Christ took all the penalty on Him on that cross. God's not up in heaven with the big old gavel saying, no, I hate you now. He says, my child, I want you to consider what my real purpose for your life is. from all the way back there from Miss Shirley all the way around here over to Brother Danny. God has a purpose for each and every single one of us. But the situation is, do you want to surrender to God's purpose? Do you want God's purpose to be fulfilled in your life? Because look at what Jesus is saying here. He says, listen, for what is a man profited if he gains the whole world, yet he loses his own soul? Now, every single one of us have a soul inside of us. Every single one of us are born with a living soul. And our soul is who we really are. See, our bodies that we see is not who we really are. Our bodies change on a moment-by-moment basis. Our bodies change all the time. Matter of fact, from the moment that you're born, you're already starting to die. Your body's already starting to decay. I know you're growing up and you're changing, but guess what? You're dying. These bodies do not last forever. And I don't want this body to last forever. I don't want to occupy this body for eternity. My goodness gracious, I wouldn't want to do that. Because this body breaks down. This body has all these issues and things like that, all the tests and all these things. I don't want this body forever. But your soul, who you really are, is what lasts forever. Let me ask you a question. Where is your soul bound for this morning? I didn't ask you what church did you belong to. I didn't ask you did you get baptized. I didn't ask you did you say a simple little prayer somewhere. Where is your soul bound for this morning? Some people are so interested, though, in what they can get, they don't care about what their soul is bound for. They want this, and they want this, and they want this, and they want this, and they want this, but they don't care how it affects their soul. They don't care what's going to happen to them in the future. All they care about is today. Look what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If Jesus showed up today and pointed his finger directly at you, would you say, I don't care what you have for me, I'm going to do what I want to do myself? If he said, I promise you that you can have eternal life, you can be in my presence forever, you can live in heaven with me and my Father and all of those who have gone before, or you can choose to burn in a place called hell for eternity, which one would you choose? Well, Brother Brian, of course I'd choose heaven. Of course, I don't want to suffer in a burning hell. Well, but the thing is, a lot of us, a lot of people, don't make that choice. They don't care about tomorrow. All they care about is living today and what they can get from today and what they can gain for today. They say, tomorrow will take care of itself. I'm going to get all the money I can get. I'm going to get all the riches I can get. I can get all the power I can get. I'm going to get everything I want to, and I'll care about my soul tomorrow. I think of the tragedy in Idaho, those four young people who were slaughtered. I promise you, when they went to sleep that night, they didn't think that they were going to die. They didn't plan on somebody jumping in the house and slaughtering them with a knife. They didn't think about that. I think of the poor young ones who were killed in the accident yesterday in South Carolina. I promise you, when they got in their vehicle to drive, they didn't think they were going to die in an accident. Brothers and sisters, we don't know what tomorrow holds. So instead of trying to plan and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, say, God, what do you want me to do? What profit is it to lose your soul, but you gain everything else? Jesus taught us that this world is going to end eventually. It's going to end. But what about your soul? Now, he continues on the thought process. Look what he says. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels. He says, I'm going to return. It's going to happen. It's going to be the glory of the angels. It's going to happen. And then He shall reward every man according to his works. So are you telling me, Brother Brian, that I need to just be poor? Are you telling me that I just need to walk around wearing a camel's claws and eat ashes and everything else and just walk around saying, oh, poor, woe is me? No. Nothing wrong with having a nice car. Nothing wrong with having a house to live in and food to eat and clothes to wear and enjoying vacations and enjoying time with your family. There's nothing wrong with those things. Enjoy them while you can. I encourage you to do that. But don't let that take place of your relationship with God. Because Jesus Himself said, one day I will return. And when I do return, I'm going to judge what you've done. There's going to be a judgment day. Now, there's two judgment days that we know in the future hold. Number one, the first judgment day takes place after the rapture takes place during the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Christians, we will stand before Jesus Christ and we will give an account for everything we've done as a Christian. Okay? There'll be one side of wood, hay, and stubble and gold and jewels and silver and all that kind of good stuff on the other side. Now, all the wood, hay, and stubble is everything that we did selfishly. Everything we did that profited ourselves. Everything that we did that brought ourselves glory or laziness or whatever it was is going to be on one side. On the other side is going to be everything we did to bring glory to God. Feeding the hungry and helping those who are less fortunate and loving people and everything we did to bring glory to God will be on the other side. And when the judgment comes, everything that's wood, hay, and stubble that was a waste of time is going to be burned up. It's going to completely be eliminated. The other side, as the fire comes down to consume it, all those things will be left. And when they're left, we'll turn around and give them back to Jesus Christ. Now, this judgment has got nothing to do with salvation. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that judgment is done. Jesus took that judgment upon you. You don't have to worry about going to hell because Jesus Christ took that upon Himself. So the only judgment you will do is you will give an account for what you did as a Christian. All right? Some of us will have giant piles. Some of us will have small piles. But everything we do to bring glory to God will give back to Him. Now the second judgment, that's the judgment you don't want to face. That's the judgment where the dead will be raised up and talks about in the book of Revelation chapter 20. It talks about all the dead being raised and facing God. And God speaks to them and says, depart from me, for I never knew you. And at this judgment, all those who don't know Jesus Christ their Savior are banished to a place not created for human beings, but instead created for Satan and his demons as a place of eternal punishment. That's the great white throne judgment. That's where our soul will go if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the judgment. It's got nothing to do with being a Baptist. It's got nothing to do about being Episcopalian or a Methodist or a Catholic or whatever denomination you want to call yourself. It's got everything to do with what did you do with what Jesus Christ did for you. That judgment day is coming. It's going to happen. There's nothing I can do to stop it. There's nothing I can do to hurry it up. That day is coming. So, what profit is it for us to gain everything, popularity and wealth and well-known? What possibility is it good for us to do those things yet lose our own soul? To burn in hell forever. It's better that we live here knowing where our soul's bound and bringing honor and glory to God. That's what Jesus is trying to get them to understand. For the Son of Man shall come in glory of His Father with His angels, and He shall reward every man according to his works. Verse number 28. Verily I say unto you, Jesus said, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. There's definite things that we know. 2023 is unsure for us. I've seen a lot of people saying, well, I can't wait to turn a whole new year over. I can't wait to begin a whole brand new year. Well, good. But how about today saying, God, I surrender today to You. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, God, I surrender today to You. Don't try to make yourself a resolution and say, okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by March. I'm going to read my Bible 15 times a day for the rest of the year. I'm going to pray 4 times. Don't do that to yourself. That's not what God expects. God wants us to surrender on a daily basis to Him, bringing Him honor and His glory. That's what He wants. That's what He needs from us because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. What shall it profit a man or a woman if they gain everything, yet they lose their soul? Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. Where is your soul bound for? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Is your soul bound for heaven because of what Jesus Christ has done? If it's not, what a great way to begin 2023 by surrendering your soul to God. Say, God, I need Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Great way to start the year. But number two, say, Brother Brian, I know Christ is my Savior. Okay. Then what about surrendering every day to Him? What about bringing Him glory and honor with what you do and what you say? You don't have to walk around with your Bible beating people upside the head saying, I'm a Christian. You live for Christ. Show Christ in you, and people will see Christ in you. Make 2023 the new year beginning for you. A new beginning, living for Jesus Christ. What shall it profit if a man gains everything, yet loses his own soul? The obvious answer is, there is no profit. Go to Galatians chapter 5 with me real quick. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 24. We'll end with this right here. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 24, Paul writes these words. He says, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lusts. They've surrendered that to Christ. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That daily surrender, that desire to bring honor and glory to God, let the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you lead you in walking with Him. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Don't be desirous of something that doesn't belong to you. Instead, desire what God has for you. Let the Holy Spirit live in you and guide you and direct you. What profit? There is no profit. The only thing that we gain is what Jesus Christ has already gained for us. And that's eternal life through His precious blood. His precious blood makes it all. Let's all stand together this morning. What profit is there? Heads bowed and eyes closed this morning. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I'm not going to ask you to make any kind of commitment to me this morning. But I'm going to ask you to do this today. I'm going to ask you to just simply have a conversation with God this morning. Saying, God, I want this next year to be a year that brings You honor and glory. God, I want this year to be a year where I bring you and magnify you and do all these things for your honor and glory. Help me to serve you in a greater way. I surrender this year to you. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts and our situations. God, I don't want to lose my soul because I'm so determined to gain this world's good. Lord, I surrender today to you. Lord, I want to read your word. I want to pray. I want to magnify you because I want to glorify you, not because I want to check some kind of block. Lord, I want to surrender today to you because you love me and I love you. So Lord, help me to walk with you today. I want to be led of the Spirit today. Lord, I know that the temptations and troubles are going to be there every single moment, but God, you are my fortress and you are my strength. And I'm going to depend upon you today to walk with you. I love you, God, and I thank you that you love me. So God, help me to be the man you want me to be. In Christ's name I pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Danny, go ahead.
Kind of.